Now, we know that the Supreme Court of the United States for the last 88 years has been making decisions relative to segregation in the common schools. Those decisions have all been the same. They've been written by Justice Brandeis, Chief Justice Hughes, William Howard Taft, Justice Stone, all of the legal giants of American jurisprudence. Without exception, they have held that the matter of segregation in the common schools of our state is a matter that addresses itself to each state and not to the federal government. The Constitution hasn't changed. The laws have not changed. Sometimes the political complexion of a court does change. Sometimes it may be swayed by political pressures or sometimes by sociological opinions. But if they follow the law, they will uphold the present method, which is separate but equal schools, and each state themselves may determine whether they want to maintain and preserve segregation or whether they want to change it. The General Assembly of Georgia authorized a study commission at its last session of the General Assembly that's composed of approximately 21 ladies and gentlemen, of which I am chairman. A good many of the constitutional officers of the state government are ex officio members, and I, as chairman of the commission, have appointed a number of outstanding leaders in all phases of activity in our state. We will study any decision of the Supreme Court and make recommendations to the General Assembly as to what course of action it should follow. And then, in addition to that, the last session of the General Assembly submitted a constitution to the people of our state for their approval or rejection, which will enable the General Assembly, in its discretion and in its wisdom, to utilize tax funds for the payment of tuition fees to private institutions if that becomes necessary. Anything the Supreme Court does to thwart or change our present system of state control of our educational systems will be the most difficult thing that we in the southern states have had to approach or deal with since the war between the states. We intend to maintain separate schools in Georgia one way or another, come what may. A lot of people that aren't familiar with it don't realize how far-reaching or deep-seated that is for both races, white and colored. Now, about the nearest comparison that I can possibly think of at the moment, if the Supreme Court of the United States suddenly handed down a decision that you could no longer worship your God in these United States as you saw fit, you can imagine the consternation, the chaos, the turmoil, the excitement that that would create. Any decision to outlaw segregation in the common schools in the southern states would amount to about the same thing in our area. Actually, the Negroes are already benefiting through fine schools. In Georgia, the last several years, we've been building fine schools in the university system and in the common schools. We spend 53 cents out of every tax dollar collected in Georgia for public education. That is the highest percentage of any state in the Union. The next highest percentage is our sister state of South Carolina that spends 48 cents out of every dollar for common school education. We are in Georgia at the present time building 1,036 new school buildings in every county in the state for both white and colored students, absolutely without any distinction whatsoever. It involves 12,000 new classrooms. It's the most gigantic construction program undertaken in the history of my state. Because if we had to set up a federal bureaucracy that tries to regulate the lives and social customs and feelings and one thing and another of all of its citizens, it will mean our republican form of government as we know it today will be destroyed. The federal government next will be having thought police and people to go around and examine you to see if you have any prejudices against red-headed people or blue-eyed people or freckle-faced people, and we find ourselves getting into the realm of the ridiculous when we try to deal with matters that aren't authorized by the federal Constitution.